Now, U.S. Olympic track and field champion Tori Bowie died tragically last month at the age of 32. Earlier this week, the autopsy report revealed that she died from pregnancy complications. The medical examiner in her case determined that Bowie may have suffered from eclampsia, a disorder related to high blood pressure during pregnancy. The gold medalist was 8 months pregnant and was otherwise in good health. Her unexpected death served as a stark reminder of the maternal health risks involved in pregnancy and the disproportionate effects on Black women in particular. We're learning more about those health risks and disparities in pregnancy, along with efforts to solve them. Tiffany Green is an assistant professor in the departments of Population Health Sciences and Obstetrics and Gynecology at UW-Madison. I talked to her earlier today. Now, let's start by talking about this tragic story about Tori Bowie. Can you talk about eclampsia? And this is more common pre-eclampsia. What are those for people who aren't familiar?
So for those who aren't familiar, there are certain conditions in pregnancy, especially those related to high blood pressure, that can be very dangerous for the birthing parent or the baby. Pre-eclampsia and eclampsia often happen before labor and delivery, but they could actually happen after those points as well.
What are some of the risks and signals that this may be coming, preeclampsia and then eclampsia?
A big one is elevated blood pressure, which is one of the reasons why clinicians, I'm not a clinician, but one of the reasons why they follow pregnant people so closely in terms of blood pressure is making sure that you don't have those conditions, because they can be fatal, as we saw here, and they can result in all kinds of maternal morbidity and mortality. It can also cause organ failure, all kinds of things that are just incredibly dangerous, which is why clinicians stay on top of it so heavily. Since some of the symptoms, in addition to high blood pressure, are going to be things like swelling of the extremities, like your hands and your feet.
Now, we know that the United States has a higher incidence of maternal mortality compared to other countries. And you and I have talked in the past, that's not evenly distributed, a very big racial disparities. Can you talk about that a little?
Yes. And I when I thought about coming here, I wish I had easy answers. I wish I could give your listeners an easy answer as to why that's the case. But as I've shared with you before, we've identified this disparity in 1917, over 100 years ago, and even before that. And so these disparities continue to persist. But one reason, of course, is that, you know, that people at structural disadvantages, like racially marginalized groups and other groups, come into pregnancy without having the same access to healthcare prior to getting pregnant. They experience other stressors. There are so many things that determine why Black birthing people and pregnant people come into pregnancy with more challenges relative to other groups.
Yeah, when we hear a story like the tragic one about Tori Bowie, I think we think about, okay, what could we have done in the days before this, or maybe in the months? As you and I have talked about in the past, we might be needing to start years before. Can you talk about some of the structural things out there that might be years in the making before that pregnancy even happens that raises that risk?
Well, there are so many factors in that matrix. One of them is what we talked about before, is where you live, where you work, where you play. And we know that that factors such as segregation, right, are linked to poor health outcomes among people, including Black people, such as high blood pressure, right? So those are things that matter. Making sure that you and to be honest with you, I don't think that healthcare is the only answer or even the hugest answer. But clearly, with things like preeclampsia and eclampsia, monitoring by a healthcare provider is also super important to have. So my view, as I've always been pretty transparent about, is really thinking about the very structure of our society and how it predisposes people to be sick and to come into pregnancy with more challenges relative to others. And I want to be clear that this is not a story about individual level behaviors or individual level failings. It's about the way that we structured our society in a way that continues to promote inequality.
Talking to Tiffany Green, assistant professor in the departments of Population Health Sciences and Obstetrics and Gynecology at UW-Madison, looking at maternal health risks, eclampsia, preeclampsia, the long-term things that that can put people at higher risk. Let's take it to the pregnancy now. And we've heard account after account in recent years. And before that, Tiffany, black moms not being listened to by healthcare providers, poor communication sometimes from providers. What kind of things can we do to improve that communication and the care at that stage?
You know, that's always a challenging question for me to answer, Rob, because I think we do know, we do have evidence that that discrimination and racism in an aggregate sense, these environments are contributing to worse outcomes. But I don't think we have a really good handle on the links between provider beliefs and behavior and actual treatment. And that is a really tricky and difficult thing for me to express, because I want to be clear. It's not that I'm minimizing the role of discrimination in these kinds of behaviors. It's that we don't really have as good a handle as I would like us to have on those outcomes. I think what we can do is really do more to make sure that we are having patient-centered medical treatment, that we are listening to pregnant people, that we're making sure that they have the resources that we need. One example, full disclosure, I'm involved in the evaluation. I think I shared this before with you, is the ConnectRx program in Dane County. And that is a program that supports Black pregnant people with certain risk factors, including being unhoused, maybe experiencing food insecurity, stressors, and it connects them with community-based organizations to make sure that they are getting their social needs met. And in addition, it assigns them a doula if they would like one. And that doula accompanies them at labor and delivery if they would like, and also supports them postpartum. And I want to say it's not responsible to speculate about what happened in Tori's case, mm-hmm. but it's really clear that we are a society that often leaves pregnant people and birthing people by the wayside in terms of social supports. And one of the key things that matters in terms of social supports are people that can not just help you take care of the baby, but people can watch you for symptoms like postpartum eclampsia, right? Those things matter in terms of watching for symptoms of severe maternal morbidity that can turn into something worse.
When you look at Wisconsin in particular, what do you see when it comes to these disparities we're talking about and ways to try to bridge them here?
Yeah, so we do certainly experience disparities in pregnancy-related morbidity in general. Those disparities are lower in absolute terms relative to national averages. However, the disparities are wider. Actually, the group that has the highest rates of pregnancy-related morbidity are indigenous populations in Wisconsin, followed very closely by Black birthing populations, right? So this is something that's really important to understand. And the same is true for pregnancy mortality, right? We have lower levels of pregnancy-related mortality, but the disparities, Black-white disparities, are wider, right? And so those are some things to think about. So what can we do about it is the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. One is realize that this is a complicated thing that we want to be able to say, let's fix it at the hospital level. Let's fix medical care providers. And while I want to be clear that we do need to fix medical systems, that's not where the majority of our deaths are coming from. A lot of what we don't talk about is a lot of pregnancy-related deaths in Wisconsin are coming as a result of things like overdoses. Right? They're coming from things like other cardiovascular conditions, right? These are things that we need to fix in terms of our policies, right? This is not just an individual level behavior thing. It is a policy decision that we have made, and we need to address those things quickly.
We'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yes, no problem. Great to be here.
That was Tiffany Green, assistant professor in the Department of Population Health Sciences and Obstetrics and Gynecology at UW-Madison. She was with us today to talk about maternal health and pregnancy complications after the recent tragic death of Olympic track and field champion Tori Bowie.